He has a fiance in the United States of America, and she's a bit confused that he doesn't really understand what is the Islamic terms for slaughtering the animal, because he said that the sheikh in America told him that he can eat such meat from the famous restaurants and so forth in America, which in which the meat is, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned on these meats.
No.
If you can clarify, what is the Islamic condition?
This is indeed a very important subject, and it needs a lot of time in order to explain a few verses of the Quran, of Surah Al-An'am, of Surah Al-Ma'idah, of Surah Al-Nisa, in order to explain abrogation and what's meant by وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ versus another verse which says وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ. This verse, the latter one, which says that, and the food of the people of the book is lawful for you to eat, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the word ta'am is referring to the meat. It couldn't be just referring to vegetables and to fruits. So it is referring to the meat which has been slaughtered by a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim. Slaughtered, not killed. If it is confirmed anywhere that even a Muslim killed an animal, which is normally lawful for us to consume its meat, but by killing, such as stunning by a gun, or electricity, or drowning, or hitting it by a stud, or by a hammer over the head, or strangling the animal, or by means of suffocation, then that's called dead. These items were listed all in Surah Al-Ma'idah. These are all prohibited. By strangling, suffocations, killing, any of those means, such animal will be dead. Even if you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, while you're killing the animal. Even if you recite the whole Quran, not just Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So condition number one is slaughtering. And slaughtering here means to cut the head and the jugular veins, to make sure that the animal is bleeding from the jugular veins. Other imams require the trachea and the esophagus too to be cut off. So, by cutting off the head and leaking the blood, draining the blood from the jugular vein, this animal has been slaughtered. That's called at-tazkiya or az-zabh. Az-zabh, slaughtering. Killing is by any of the previous means. So if I have any person who is a Muslim, or a Jew, or a Christian, slaughtered by a knife, and according to the vast majority of the fuqaha, did not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the animal is lawful for Muslims to eat. What is their view? What does the support, what is the support for their claim? The support is the verse itself, and the explanation of Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who is known as Turjuman al-Quran, the interpreter of the Quran, and the act of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in several incidents. One of them was when he was invited to a feast which was prepared by a Jewish family. And it was a woman who invited him, and she was planning to kill him through poisoning the sheep. She stuffed plenty of poison in it. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was invited, he accepted the invitation. He went and he had his companions with him, and they started eating. And once he took a bite in his mouth, the sheep spoke out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dira, the shank of the sheep, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm being poisoned. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately spat it out, and he asked his companions to cease eating from this meat. Eventually, one of the companions died 6 months later due to this poison. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of his death, he said, I'm still suffering from the poison of the sheep, which was poisoned by a Jewish lady. The catch and the reference in this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and he ate. Somebody will say, but Jews at this time were considered believers. How could you say that while this woman actually intended to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, you have to be realistic. So he was invited by Jews and the Christians, as long as it was slaughtered. So whether they say the tasmiyah or not, I understand that, you know, Abu Hanifa said, or Imam Shafi'i also said, that if somebody forgot to say the tasmiyah, it would be also permissible to eat it, but if he left it deliberately, it would be considered maita. I go with the opinion of the vast majority, which is, if an animal has been slaughtered properly by a Muslim, by a Jew, or a Christian, even if he did not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, according to the Quranic reference of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and according to the action of the Prophet ﷺ, then it is permissible. It remains for us a very important thing, which is verifying that this animal has been slaughtered, not stunned or killed by any means such as mass killing via electricity or whatever. That is the only problem. So people have to verify that through contacting the authorities and the agricultural authorities in their country to find out. I don't want to generalize. I know that our colleagues have visited several slaughterhouses in the States and found out that the animal has to be slaughtered, but it is everybody's responsibility to find out before consuming any meat. There is still some more to talk about it after we take this phone call.
Okay.
Also, with regards to what I was talking about earlier, the dhabiha, and what's halal and what's haram. We spoke about the tazkiyah and the process of slaughtering as a condition for the validity or the permissibility of the meat to be consumed by a Muslim. There is another very important thing, which is, there is a term in fiqh which is known as al-jallala. Al-jallala is an animal which grows upon eating filthy food, dirt, impurities, and leftover of other dead animals. Mainly such animal, right away you would think of pigs, because they do that on a regular basis. They eat the trash, they eat other dead animals. But when we know that, unfortunately, some cattle, like cows, calves, and sheep, are being forced for such nutritions, because big farmers and farms, what they do is they bring the either the abdomen, the intestine, and other internal organs of the animals which are slaughtered, and they mix them together with the blood, with other remains of other animals, with grains and hormones, then they introduce them to cattle to grow up on. Then, if this animal, which grew up on eating blood and remains of other animals and hormones, things like that, this is such filthy food that this animal, according to our Sharia, was not allowed to eat its meat, nor to drink its milk, nor even to ride on its back. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said. Forever? Not forever. Not unless this animal is retained somewhere and being fed with regular, lawful, clean food. So it's not only us being eating a lawful animal, the animal which is lawful for us to consume its meat if it's been slaughtered properly, but the animal itself has to grow up on lawful food as well. It's one of the reasons why don't we eat pork. So if this is the case, we are having another problem. Because this is what we know. This is what they feed the animals with, even the chicken, through forcing them to eat such nutrition. So we have to verify that. I'll tell you, yes, we were facing such problem as long as we're living in the States. And every time we visit, we're having the same problem. But I was able to overcome this problem through the following. I visited some private farms. And I made a deal with them where I go and pick up the animals that I wanted, with a sheep or whatever. Then I slaughter them by myself. I say my tasmiyah. I know this is not the most practical way, because for people who are working on a regular basis and so on, they wouldn't have time to do this, let alone that they might not have a nearby farm. I'm saying about, if you really want to eat lawful meat 100%, then I will let them skin it off and process the meat and so on. If this is the case, you eat with comfort. You're very happy. I remember every time that my parents were there, they wouldn't like to eat the meat unless if I buy it from this farm, and they see that they would not feel comfortable with it at all. They say even it smells. And it's a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. The taste is different. This is what they call it now, organic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Islamic.
Uh-huh.
So organic equals Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the animals the food which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for them to eat, in order to eat healthy food, in order to avoid diseases. Subhanallah. The more people invent harmful things, it reflects on our health and the health of our children as well. Then we go back and say, go back to nature. No, go back to the Sharia. Go back to Sharia with regards to food consumption. Go back to the Sharia with regards to business transaction. Go back to Sharia with regards to relationship between the opposite genders. Nowadays, and they started having private schools for boys and private schools for girls, separate campuses. This is the Sharia. While in our Muslim countries are doing the opposite way. Just recently, they're doing the opposite to what the Sharia and what Islam instructs. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us what's best and to take us back to the teachings of our beautiful being.